and welcome. It's our number four, of our radio program, and we take a look at the NFL. Surprising story out of Baltimore. The Ravens have said they want Lamar Jackson to throw more. They're working on improving the passing offense. But they've decided to ban the media from recording Lamar Jackson throwing at practice. We give our takeaways on the throwing video of Lamar Jackson being embargoed unless you work for Ravens.com. That and more. It's coming your way right now. Here it is, our number four. Have a great day. You are censored. Censored. What? Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we aim for the stars, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from inside the theater of the mind, the Fox Sports Radio studios. Hope all is going well with you. It was a wacky night in the NBA, but our lead this hour does not come from Pro Bouncy Ball. It comes from the NFL. A stunner out of Maryland. It involves Lamar Jackson. Did he get that mega contract? No. Was he injured? No. Did you see what I'm talking about? Maybe not. Maybe not. We have learned. The Ravens have now forbidden the media in Baltimore from filming Lamar Jackson throwing passes during minicamp and it'll be during practice upcoming as well. Baltimore brass put the kibosh on the tradition, you know, that tradition of TV B-roll where they show the quarterback throwing in practice. And there's also internet guys and radio guys documenting the progress of the wobbly-armed quarterback in Baltimore. Now, our guy, Sports with Coleman, friend of the show, Baltimore radio personality, Jerry Coleman, who covers the Ravens, he actually asked John Harbaugh about this very issue. John Harbaugh, longtime Ravens coach, and the answer, we're going to play it for you here. The answer from John Harbaugh, he was asked why the media is no longer allowed to film Lamar Jackson just simply throwing the ball, and listen to John Harbaugh bob and weave.
It's a fair question. The reason is because you're not us. You know, we allow people to do that because we trust them. We know what they're going to put out and what they're not going to put out. We open the can of worms with you and say you can film this but can't film that. Then we got to spend all our time policing whether you pushed it over the line or not and showed a two-man route combination or showed a complete play that we don't want our opponent to see. So why are we going to try to police, you know, the media when they don't work with us and for us, you know? And that's exactly why, because we do have valuable information. If it was just going to be the one-man route you put out, it wouldn't be a problem, but it never stays there. It never ends up being that. The envelope always gets pushed. The slope always gets slippery, and then stuff goes out that we don't want out, that we don't want our opponents to see, or even our personnel evaluators to see about our players in practice that we don't need them to see. So it's a competitive type issue that way. We can control our people. We can't control you in terms of what you put out.
What a dummy. What a dummy. Wow. He said it. You heard it. I played it. He said it. John Harbaugh said it. Put his name on it. All right, let's discuss the question. What are your takeaways from John Harbaugh, the Raven coach, doubling down on not allowing the media to record Lamar Jackson throwing because you don't work for us? All right, let us discuss. My thoughts, I've got Tony Soprano, Mega Project, and Nuclear Codes. And we will put all of these things together into an adequate Maller monologue. Now, number one. All right, so we think it's amusing that the Ravens have taken this stance, John Harbaugh has, for the not-so-golden arm. What are the ulterior motives here? That was a question I ask with a story like this. It's not like all of a sudden this became an issue with Lamar Jackson. Lamar's ability or inability to throw the football down the field in certain slots has always been suspect. Talent evaluators from the draft so far have been spot on. They've been mostly correct. If you look at the good book on the Ravens quarterback, freakish running quarterback, hair-raising ability in the open field, throwing the ball, next question. Things take a turn to the wild side. You go to the poverty side of the tracks. Last season, as Tony Soprano said, back in the day, forget about it when it comes to throwing the ball. Lamar Jackson navigated the NFL's 32nd ranked passing offense. There's only 32 teams in the NFL, worse than Sam Darnold's Jets and Cam Newton's Patriots. That was the Ravens last year. But they won a lot of games. Yeah, they did. Not because of their offense throwing the ball at all. And even during his MVP season, the yeah, but question, well, yeah, but Ben, he won the MVP. Okay, Baltimore that year was ranked 24th in passing. So check back with me. Now, furthermore, this particular move we're talking about with Baltimore, John Harbaugh and friends, is a validation that something is not right here, that the Ravens are trying to change something. There's a hitch in the giddy-up. That's how I interpret this. There's a hitch in the giddy-up. And you also have John Harbaugh, now the Prince of Paranoia. Prince of Paranoia, taking cues from Bill Belichick. That's a Belichickian type move. I thought the Ravens were anti-Patriots and all that. Just because you've identified a problem, by the way, with Lamar Jackson, as we know, we learned this in school, does not mean that you're any closer to solving the problem. This is more than just working out the kinks or a recalibration. We're talking about a mega, mega contract project and contract coming up for Lamar Jackson, but it's a mega project, right? Tearing down the foundation, going down to the bones and rebuilding. And the very foundation. Now, keep in mind, the Ravens are placing a big emphasis. They're saying this, maybe they're lying, on specifically improving the deep ball, which has been non-existent. At least it was in 2020, and they went out and made some moves. But you got to love the fact that Baltimore brass going with the Iron Curtain look. I mean, who cares? I mean, nobody would have even paid attention if you saw highlights of Lamar Jackson. But now that you don't want Lamar Jackson video to get out, now we got some. Imagine, if you will, a world where Lamar Jackson throws the ball and looks terrible in practice. Oh, my God, it's a one-day story. Who cares? Cam Newton had a practice a couple days ago with the Patriots and looked like he shouldn't be playing Pop Warner football. And it's an internet story for a day, and it goes away. Who cares? Now, the last point. So Baltimore protecting the throwing skills of their quarterback and John Harbaugh treating this like it's the nuclear codes at the Pentagon. That if you see this, come on, use some common sense. Right? Use some common sense. It's Occam's razor. If Lamar Jackson is doing what the Ravens want, throwing the ball well, and everything's going great, do you think that Harbaugh and the Raven PR hacks would be requesting the cameras not focus on him? Of course they wouldn't care. Why would they care? Even Bill Belichick allows video to be shot of quarterbacks warming up and whatnot. So there'd be no reason to outlaw the video. Now, Baltimore spin doctors are saying it's because the media doesn't work for the team. We heard John Harbaugh say that. The media doesn't work for the team. That's also confirmation and validation of what I've been saying for years. That if you go to your favorite team's website, in this case, you know, BaltimoreRavens.com, it is the Pravda News Service. It's state-sponsored media. That's what it is. I mean, you could be okay with that and like it, but that's what you're dealing with. And these are tightly guarded secrets. Really? Are you telling me a practice in June? A practice in June is going to tip the scales against the Ravens? How do you live your life? How do you get out of bed? And they're worried about showing a two-man route. They don't want an opponent to see valuable information. What a joke. What a Mama Luke. You think the Steelers, the Browns, even the Bengals, you think they're going to gain a competitive advantage from seeing how Lamar Jackson's throwing the sideline pass as it bounces three times? Come on. Get a grip. So the Hollywood Review on this, Lamar Jackson attempting to throw the deep pass is the best horror film in years. That's the lesson. That's until proven otherwise, that's the lesson. All right, it's Ben Maller's show on Fox. Big night in the NBA. The Philadelphia 76ers had a 26-point lead, and they coughed up a hairball. They gave it all back. They peed in the pool, the whole thing, and Atlanta comes back and wins it. Philadelphia now on the brink of elimination. And if you love Skies Falling Radio, my brothers and sisters who do sports radio in Philadelphia are having a field day, I'm sure, all day today. It's going to be fire Doc Rivers, trade Ben Simmons, what's wrong with Joel Embiid, the whole thing. It was as far as meltdown. And Doc Rivers had his share. It's one of the top three meltdowns in the history of the NBA. And the 76ers, and my guy Tim McDarby sent this over. The 76ers are the only team to blow an 18-point lead in back-to-back playoff games in the last 25 seasons. They had a win probability of 95.5% in Game 4, and they had a 99.7% win probability in the third quarter of Game 5, and they lost both of them. Tells you you can shove that win probability where the sun don't shine. All right. Now, I did want to play. Do we have that audio? I sent Coop some audio. I wanted to play it from baseball. I don't know if we have that or not. So, Gerrit Cole of the New York Yankees. Gerrit Cole went out, pitched in Buffalo against the Buffalo Blue Jays on Wednesday night. The Yankees won the game, and Gerrit Cole, if you look at the box score, you're like, well, he pitched pretty well. Gerrit Cole, you know, eight. Efficient innings, gave up a couple of runs, four hits, one walk. He only had four strikeouts.
Yeah, K's are down significantly.
Yeah, threw 104 pitches, and the spin rates, the nerds that keep track of that, holy crap, that ball ain't spinning. It's not spinning. You're no longer the Metal Lark Lemon, a Harlem Globetrotter spinning the ball on your finger. You're not doing that. The reason I'm bringing this up is because Gerrit Cole in the post-game media session started blubbering. He was about to break down and dissolve into tears. And he was, you got to hear it. It's amazing audio. We love good audio. But listen to a rather impassioned, hysterical, irrational Gerrit Cole of the Yankees when talking about, again, the sticky icky on the balls.
I just can't. It's hard. I mean, it's so hard to grip the ball. I just, for Pete's sake, it's part of the reason why almost every player on the field has something, regardless if they're a pitcher or not, to help them control the ball. I think that I don't have a solution, but again, we are aligned in a lot of areas with the commissioner's office on this. And please just talk to us. Please just work with us. I know you have the hammer here, but we've been living in a gray area for so long. I would just hate to see players get hurt. I would hate to see balls start flying at people's heads. I had a really tough time gripping the baseball tonight, especially early when it was windy. So I don't really care to be inflammatory here, Joel. I'm just going to leave it at that.
All right. That's Gerrit Cole.
What a little bitch.
Like, how lucky are both Coop, you and me and Roberto, because Gerrit Cole was talking to the Angels and the Dodgers, and he picked the Yankees, and he's got the forever contract with the Yankees. But my God, this guy's melting down right in front of us here.
He is, but honestly, I'd still take him. He's still better than every pitcher on the Angels roster.
Well, that's true. Yeah. The Angels pitching staff's like a soiled diaper. It's not good. You need to throw it away there. It's a steaming dump.
Except for the MVP, Ohtani, of course.
No. The great Ohtani. See, you're going to the game tonight? You're going to the Angels?
That's right.
Ohtani's going to be on the mound. There you go. Very exciting. It is the Ben Maller Show. We'll open up the phone lines. Take your calls. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. And we'll have Puck the World, Fact or Fiction, and more. We'll get to it, and we will do it next.
I don't want anyone touching the balls after that. I don't want anyone rubbing them. To me, those balls are perfect. Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Nothing good happens after midnight unless you listen to the Ben Maller Show. Join the fastest growing club on Fox Sports Radio. Follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. On Facebook, go to facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And on Instagram, it's at Ben Maller on Fox. And you can add your touch to weekly show bits like Ask Ben and Lame Jokes. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Manic Mike writes in from Nashville. He says, good monologue on Lamar Jackson, Benjamin. John Harbaugh doesn't want the world to see that they are trying to teach a professional quarterback how to throw a football. All right. Thank you for that. Fats from Philly has checked, and he's still alive. He didn't jump off the curb after the Sixers game last night. He says, best thing is if the Sixers lose this series to the Hawks, Ben Simmons will be gone. He is the polar opposite of what Philly fans want in pro athletes. He's not as good as he thinks he is. A lot of reaction to the Garrett Cole sound that we played. Nick in Wisconsin says it sounds like Cole was going to have the ball fly from his hand because the wind was going to take it. Justin in Cincinnati. Garrett Cole sounds like he just woke up after passing out on Bill Cosby's couch. Wow. All right. To the phones we go. Two golden tickets. So back-to-back golden tickets. Mo. Oh. All right. All right. Hold on a sec. Apparently, Mo does not want to come on right now. He's holding on for something later. So let's go to moving man Matt, who will then go in front of Mo. Hello, moving man Matt.
What's going on, Big Ben? Hey, I had to use the golden ticket. It seems as though the good ship clip has been righted. I've been on the bandwagon, waiting for the Lakers to collapse with these historian fans of theirs.
That's right.
Two of them, right? Well, you're not in studio, but two of them your team there.
Yeah.
The good ship clip is back, even without Kawhi, just dominating, ready to move through into the next round here. It's going to be a blowout situation in game six. And
from your lips to God's ears, that's what I say.
And then Chris in Houston can eat his crow and these guys on your team. And then, as you know, Ben, they're going to, it's only one when they win it all.
Yeah, yeah.
It's only
the Western Conference Finals. Who cares?
I heard this from Yankee fans after the Red Sox won, so I know what you're feeling. Let's talk about, this century. One bubble championship by the historians does nothing.
No, don't blow him up. Don't blow that man. How dare you? How dare you blow that guy? That's a legend. That's moving man Matt, the mobile billboard, which is coming back. You blow that guy. I can't believe you would do that. Let's go to Doc Mike, a man with common sense in Sweet Home Chicago, where the deep dish pizza is fresh and the doc is on the radio.
Get it. Yeah. Okay. Well, when you retire, Ben.
Retire?
What
am I getting close to retirement, Doc? Do I need to retire here? What happened?
Well, look at all these guys that die in the saddle. It's probably a good idea that, you retire.
Well, you're not retired, Doc. You're still working.
I know.
Why do you want me to retire? You're not retiring.
You must have heard my voicemails on your cell phone. I've got two more trips to the East Coast scheduled, Virginia Beach on the 14th of July for 5 days, and then Richmond, Virginia. But that's secondary. What I'm going to talk to you about is if or when you retire, or maybe before that, you can go emeritus at some college and teach freedom of speech.
Oh, yes.
Banned here in Chicago.
I wonder
from
why.
Les Grobstein's show, from these other shows.
Now your band, Les Grobstein, who's a legend in radio, Les Grobstein.
He's a drunk.
Calm down. He's the guy that asked Lee Ilya, or he didn't ask it. He recorded Lee Ilya with the rant
got it.
About
he
the
plays
cup.
He it every year on that anniversary.
Well, it's on my birthday. It happened. It actually happened.
Beep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It happened on my birthday, Doc. 1 year.
Really?
Yeah. Was that? That's my yeah. Greatest rant of all time. Lee Ilya on the Cub fans.
Have you got it there at Fox?
85% of the world is working. The other 15% come out here. It's a playground for the blank blanks.
Have you got it there at 5?
Oh, we have it. Roberto's bringing it up right now. It's one of the we need to play that more often. I don't think we played it this year on my birthday, but it's a wonderful soundbite.
And these other shows have my sound bites.
I know. Yes, I've heard some of our callers have been used as promotional material for other shows.
Don't you get it, pal? Yeah. Okay. So, well, the other thing is about the flubs. You know, they lost 3 to the Nets. You know, and the Mets and the Mutts, we used to call them when they beat us in '69. We were up by 17 games and never made the playoffs. It's just like, it's just a drinking game with Rizzo from his college days being a drunk. And, you know, they fly from California to New York. And did you see the stats on last night's game with the Cubs?
No, I was watching the basketball game.
They had 3 hits, 16 strikeouts.
Yeah, that's like a modern game, though, Doc. That's how baseball's played today. You just don't get a lot of hits.
Oh, really?
Yes, yes.
Well, how do you get 13 or 20 runs? Look at the scores earlier in the season.
Well, you're not going to score 20 runs a game. That's not realistic.
Every night there's some big game. Well, how do they do that?
Well, not every night's a big game. You know that.
Well, look at the box scores from last night.
I don't know, box score? I haven't watched the games. I've been watching basketball lately.
You don't have to watch them. You've got Boogaloo over there that keeps track of everything. When I call
yes,
up,
Boogaloo.
I say, did the Cubs win tonight? And he said, let me check. Well, no, they lost. Yes, they won. He's right there.
Well, you're not even watching the games, Doc. You're not watching the Cub game.
I can go to a sports bar and watch a game.
Well, I know I could too, but
Jesus,
what Coop? What are you?
Nothing. That Doc tells people on the air that I do that for him because I can't stand when people call me up and ask me what the score of the game is or if somebody won. You were the only person that I've ever done that for, Doc. Everybody else I tell to go check the newspaper the next day.
You know, I'm over here in it's like a antique show. You know, I got a picture of Farrah Fawcett on the wall here. You know, this is life. I'm 76 years old, and you can't say, oh, gee, that's difficult. You press a button.
Hey,
all
Doc,
the scores come up there.
Doc,
they're the real Chicago fucking fans. They can kiss my fucking ass.
Here we go.
No, keep playing it.
All these so-called f***ing fans that come out there, Cub fans, that are supposed to be behind you, ripping every f***ing thing you do. I'll tell you one f***ing thing. I hope we get f***ing hotter than shit just to scoop it up them 3,000 f***ing people that show up every f***ing day.
Here we go.
Because if they're the real Chicago f***ing fans, they can kiss my f***ing ass right downtown and print it. They're really, really behind you around here. My f***ing ass. Nobody's wrong here because you guys are written good. What the fuck am I supposed to do? Go out there and let my fucking players get destroyed every day and be quiet about it for the fucking nickel dime people that show up?
Here we go.
Don't even work. That's why they're out at the fucking game. They ought to go out and get a fucking job and find out what it's like to go out there and a fucking living. 85% of the fucking world's working. The other 15 come out here and fucking play around.
All right. That was
you
the
know
point.
What? He forgot to talk about the wind blowing in. And Coop, I guess I could call him Coop now because he's got his wine and cheese over there. Okay.
Well, look, if you tell people that I do that for you, then everybody's going to call up and expect me to just drop everything and tell them the scores.
I'm sorry, Boogaloo. They have computers.
Hey, Doc, and also, can you say, just for the show, can you say you're like, I don't know, 45 years old or something like that, so you're in like the target demo? Could you do that?
For the 45-year-olds?
No. Instead of giving your actual name or age, rather, can you say like pretend you're like 30 years younger? How about that?
You mean my voice?
No. Your voice is fine. You sound like a young guy. You don't sound like you sound young, right?
Who is that?
There's
true?
A reason for that. There's a reason.
Why
for
is that, Doc?
You know, my addiction to women. My endorphins.
All right.
They dropped the guillotine on him.
All right, I gotta go, Doc. But thank you, buddy. Great Doc Mike.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sportsbook, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of outrage with Doc Mike. Some people love him, some don't. Vols fan Jimmy says, long live the Doc. If you could live longer, would you try the Doc special? Well, yeah, I mean, listen, if you're guaranteed to get an extra, like, 10 years healthy, you'd do it. You'd at least consider it. You'd contemplate it. The bearded one writes in from Parts Unknown, says, I have a legitimate question for Doc Mike. When you drink your blank, how much do you drink? Is it a few drops, or do you drink the drink it by the glass? Maller Prop Guy says, did I just spot Doc Mike's Ben Maller Show moving billboard? Pretty sure you did. Pretty sure you didn't. And it is Puck the World, the man who guaranteed the Montreal Canadiens would not beat Vegas, Eddie Garcia.
I stand by that guarantee.
Okay, not looking so good right now.
It's 1-1, please.
That's a best of five series now, Eddie.
We are down to the final four in the Stanley Cup playoffs, and it is just a final four this year. There's no Eastern or Western Conference finals because we didn't have conferences this year because of the pandemic.
No.
But we have no number one seeds still alive.
None.
Vegas Golden Knights with a 2 seed in the West. They're the highest seed still remaining.
How about the ex-king, Tyler Toffoli, Eddie?
A lot of ex-Kings that are still playing in the playoffs right now.
That,
The number 2 seed out of the West, Vegas, taking on the Montreal Canadiens, the 4 seed out of the North. They're tied at 1 game apiece in their semifinal. And the Tampa Bay Lightning, the defending Stanley Cup champs, the 3 seed in the Central, facing the New York Islanders, the 4 seed out of the East. That series also is even at 1-1. Gerard Gallant has been hired as a new head coach of the New York Rangers. He replaces David Quinn, who was fired.
He was in Vegas, wasn't he, Gallant?
That is correct.
Yeah, look at that, hockey knowledge.
First ever head coach of the Vegas Golden Knights, led him to the Stanley Cup final in his first year and was named Coach of the Year. But to lasted 3 seasons there.
Are you taking a call on this Puck the World, Eddie? Because there's a guy that wants to ask you a question.
Yeah, sure. How about at the end of it? Is
okay.
That fine?
All right.
Okay.
All right.
So the Rangers were 27-23-6 this year, finished 5th in the East, just missing out on the playoffs. So again, they have hired Gerard Gallant as their new head coach. Also, he was the former head coach of the Florida Panthers and the Columbus Blue Jackets. Speaking of the Blue Jackets, they have a new head coach as well. His name is Brad Larson. He was promoted to head coach, replacing John Tortorella. Larson was an assistant in Columbus for 7 seasons, and he played 8 years in the NHL for the Avalanche and the Atlanta Thrashers. Back in the day.
You know who did play-by-play for the Atlanta Thrashers?
Yeah, Scott Farrell.
Scotty Farrell.
That was a great great idea.
Seemed like a good idea.
Tuukka Rask expected to miss at least the first few months of next season because he's going to have surgery on his hip. 34-year-old is going to be also an unrestricted free agent in July. So we'll see if the Bruins want him back. He says he will not play for any other team.
Really?
He has played 14 seasons, all 14 of his seasons in Boston. He is that franchise's all-time winningest goalie.
Well, let him retire.
He says he wants to come back.
No, I don't. Sometimes you don't get what you want, Eddie. They shouldn't have brought him back this year. He quit on the team last year.
Yeah, he's still pretty good, though.
Eh.
We have the finalists for the Hart Trophy, which is the most valuable player of the NHL. Nathan MacKinnon of the Avalanche, Austin Matthews of the Maple Leafs, and Connor McDavid of the Oilers. McDavid's going to win it. He had 105 points this past year, which was 21 more points than the next guy on the list.
Did you vote for this, Eddie? Did you vote
I'm
for
not
the,
a member of the not. Professional Hockey Writers Association.
Only the writers get to vote, not the broadcasters? No?
Well, for this award. I think the broadcasters do vote for the Coach of the Year. And the finalists were announced for that. You've got Rod Brind'Amour of the Carolina Hurricanes.
I remember when he played.
Yeah, Dean Evason of the Minnesota Wild.
Did anyone from the Hartford Whalers get nominated?
Well, Rod Brind'Amour, Carolina, that's the old Hartford Whalers.
Well, yeah, but, yeah.
And Joel Quenneville of the Florida Panthers, formerly of the Chicago Blackhawks.
Longtime Blackhawks.
Also, we had the 3 finalists for the Hart, for the Norris Trophy for Defenseman of the Year. You got Adam Fox, young player for the New York Rangers, Victor Hedman of the Tampa Bay Lightning, and Cale Makar of the Colorado Avalanche. Do we want to do the question?
Yes. All right. Let's go. He had a golden ticket. Uncle Mo, we should call it. His nickname should be Uncle Mo because he's Mo in Brooklyn. What's going on, Mo?
Good morning, guys. Eddie, I have a question for you.
Okay.
A lot of times we have in sports the last year if a championship is legitimate or tainted or not. I want to say that if the Montreal Canadiens win the Stanley Cup, that this is the most tainted Stanley championship of all the sports, because the only reason they're here in the first place is because Canada's a third world country and we have to deal with that. If it was a regular year, Montreal never would have made it, probably wouldn't have made it to the playoffs, and definitely would have played Tampa in the first round and would have gotten knocked out. It's only because they're in a terrible division, and they took advantage of that, and now they're playing well, and that's what happens in hockey sometimes. But in a regular year, they never would have made it this far. I want to say, if Montreal makes it to the Stanley Cup or wins the Stanley Cup, that it's not legitimate. What do you think, Eddie?
Well, I think they did benefit from playing in the North Division to get here, but if they win four rounds, including beating Vegas and Tampa Bay most likely, I mean, that's
going to cost you money, Eddie. It's going to cost you money.
It's not going to happen. You don't have to worry about it. Uncle Mo,
it's not going to happen. Last words, Mo. Every time this guy says it, the Canadians do well.
No, you know what? The one advantage we have of the Canadians going far is that it keeps Gordy's calls interesting.
Yeah. He was on hold earlier, but he hung up, so I guess he had some clean out his fridge or something like that, Mo. Yeah. You know? Yeah.
All right, thank you, Mo.
There's Uncle Mo from Brooklyn.
And I guess that's your Puck the World report.
Look at that. Anyway,
we love Canada.
Roberto doesn't take calls with Cooking with Roberto. Coop doesn't take calls on the Coop Scoop on Entertainment, but you're taking calls now. Bogarting the airtime. How dare you?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm excited.
Wow.
Now, let's cowboy up.
Wow, bro.
All right, let's cowboy up on the Ben Maller Show. Cowboy.
Speaking of Canada.
Yes, in Windsor, Ontario, which is south of Detroit, so it's kind of like in the U.S. What is going on there, Cowboy John Brad?
Well, three-quarters of a century ago today, Windsor had an F-1 tornado which killed 17 people and caused $9.6 million damage, the equivalent of $141 million in today's money. And Reggie Jackson was 75 May 18th. And Tony Clark was 49 yesterday, the day before the third-rate burglary at the Democratic National Committee's Watergate Hotel complex, which sank a presidency 26 months later, and Davy Concepcion, 73 today, and should be in the Hall of Fame.
And get ass on Facebook.
7 years ago today was the full-speed Bronco chase through Southern California, in which the passenger surrendered, was eventually charged, but acquitted of killing his wife and her friend, and is still looking for the killer 27 years later. I guess he never looked in the mirror. And yesterday, at least 62 years ago yesterday, George Reeves was TV Superman, committed suicide. 58 years ago yesterday, the world's first female space traveler, Valentina Tereshkova, landed the Earth 48 times in 71 hours in flight. And 51 years ago yesterday, Kenneth Gibson of the late marvelous Marvin Hagler's birthplace, Newark, became the first black politician elected in a major U.S. northeastern city. And another corrupt politician, the recently freed ex-mayor of Detroit, Kwame Kilpatrick, was 51 on Monday. Speak to people.
Oh, Snatch was good, yeah. Remember,
Ducks and Blondes and Black Cowboys matter. We'll buy.
All right, there he goes. Where he goes, only he knows. All right.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Cowboy, he's a staple. You missed the first hour. Go back and hear the podcast. America's favorite drag queen caller, Phylexis, has quit the show. So if you know any drag drag queens that want to be our number one drag queen caller, we have a slot open on the payroll.
I hope she quits Twitter too.
Wow, Eddie, you are a savage dog. How dare you?
How dare her, him, whatever.
Okay.
Come on.
That's okay. It's upset we didn't promote the Octagon.
I mean, come on, give me a break. Yeah. That's ridiculous.
I know. Hey, by the way, real quick, we got one game in the NBA tonight, the Bucks and the Nets in Milwaukee, and the Bucks opened a 3.5-point favorite, and they are all the way up to 5.5-point favorite. So
Where's that written down?
Well, it's written on the gambling websites. It's written down there. But not surprisingly, a good chunk of the money is on Brooklyn, almost 60% for the road dog at 5.5. We are going to have fact or fiction. If you want to be one of our judges, call right now. Operators are standing by at 877-99 on Fox. Fact or fiction is next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
From peasants to patriarchs, everyone is welcome in the secret society that is the Maller Militia. Listen live from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, but catch up on shows you might have missed on demand around the clock via the podcast. Tell your friends and enemies about the virtues of the Ben Maller Show and subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your audio content and give us 5 stars. It helps supersize the Maller brand. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Please transmit immediately.
Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies.
Is it fact or fiction?
Let's face some raw facts.
Lies, 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 yeah.
On the Ben Maller Show.
All right, let's do it. Fact or fiction, 3 stories. Figure out which of the 3 is not true. And to the judges we go. And we say hello to... We don't have the power couple this week. They get the week off there. But we'll say hello to Andy in Indiana. Hello, Andy.
Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Andy. You ready to do this?
I'm ready.
You couldn't sleep again?
Is that what?
You couldn't sleep again? That's why you're back?
No, I got up just for you.
I don't believe that.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
You're right.
All right. Hold on. I'm on to you, Andy. Justin in Cincinnati. Hello, Justin.
Hey, do we got to deal with Finley tomorrow night?
I don't know. If he's here, I won't show up. How about that?
That's disgusting.
If Brian Finley shows up, I will take the night off. How about that? All right? I'm serious. I won't show up. If he's here, I'm not showing up. All right. Hold on.
I believe you.
I'm not kidding. I'm not going to put up with this crap, okay? That's it. I will not do the show.
I believe you.
Milkman Mike, what's going on, Milkman Mike?
Oh, not much. Now I'm the icon, the living legend, and the Twitter terrorist.
That's right. All those things on your resume. Hold on. Vols fan Jimmy, a historically brilliant social media poster, unless he's not. What's going on, Vols fan Jimmy?
Not much, big man, just on break.
Are you still excited about the Tennessee home run in the playoff game there?
That was the greatest walk-off that you have ever seen.
It was pretty impressive. I'll give you that. It was pretty impressive. All right, hold on. Hollerin' James.
Sounded like Cleveland from the Cleveland show.
Hollerin' James, Minneapolis, Minnesota. James.
I'm joking. An assaulted nut roll. And no, it's not my own network.
Don't choke.
You're choking on a salted nut roll? Is that what you're... All right, hold on. I don't have time. Jackass Josh. Josh.
Who needs Kawhi? Who needs Kawhi?
No, we don't need a Kawhi. Clippers don't need a Kawhi. You're a Kings fan. What are you talking? You're a Sacramento Kings fan. All right, real quick. Story number one. It is a Kamara crunch. Alvin Kamara, King's Crunch, coming to a grocery store near you. A grocery chain in Louisiana, a grocery company, is selling cereal with Alvin Kamara on the cover. Also, how about this one? That's story number one. Story number two, we will give you this. Back in 2019, Damian Lillard, known to the rap world as Dame Dollar, recorded a song for the movie. And Kobe Bryant, apparently there's an old tune with Kobe Bryant that will be part of that. And story number three, Megan Rapinoe, a spokesperson with Victoria's Secret, but she's going to do a podcast. That does sound like a nightmare. Apparently she's not going to post. Andy, 1, 2, or 3. Quickly, Andy.
Number one.
Number one, Justin, number 1, 2, or 3.
In honor of Rapinoe, too.
All right, Milkman Mike.
Number one.
Number one, Vols fan Jimmy.
Number one.
Number one.
Number one.
All right, we're out of time. The fake story was number two. Number two was the fake story. Sorry, Josh.
Got to murder. Got to go.
The clock, you know.